We'll call the Board of Supervisors meeting to order at 8:45 on the clock, July 29, 2020. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held July 15, 2020. Approve all claims through July 29, 2020 in the amount of $1,009,366.25. Accept claim number 2007019 to Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc., in the amount of $935, and claim number 2007022.79 to Johnny's Welding, Inc., in the amount of $506.82 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve and reappointing Dennis Rosine for another term on the P&Z Committee. Approve utility permit number 1155 for Diller Telephone to plow in approximately 11 miles of fiber, 48 count or 24 count fiber cable. They will bore 5 foot to 10 foot every creek, road crossing, and all culverts. I assume that will be bored 5 foot to 10 foot below every creek, road crossing, and all culverts. Cable will be encased in 1¼-inch smooth wall pipe. Cable will be placed 24 feet from the center of the road in grader ditch, and vaults will be placed along the 33-foot right-of-way located in the southeast, southwest section 9, 10, 11, 13, 16, northeast, northwest, half section 24 and 28, southeast, northeast, quarter section 14, northwest, southwest, quarter section 15 and 22, northeast, quarter section 10, township 3 north, range 8 east, Sherman Township.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented with the exception of number 5 to be pulled and considered separately.
We have a motion to accept all but number 5 to be discussed on below.
I'll second that.
Moved by Bauman, second by Hill. Any discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Item 5, approve reappointing Dennis Rosine for another term on the P&Z Committee. Mr. Bauman, do you want to discuss that at all?
Yeah, we've got several applicants here, which is good because we seldom do. We usually go out knocking on doors to try and get people to serve. I would make a motion to approve Dennis Rosine. Given the current circumstance of where what we're dealing with now, none of these other folks, God bless them for wanting to be part of this, have served on this board before, or the Planning and Zoning Commission before. So I think just to try and keep everything the same and the history that's there with Dennis, I would make that motion to approve him.
And I'll second that, and I would also like to acknowledge we've got some very quality applicants that are willing to serve on P&Z, and certainly at some point in time it would be good to have one of them on there and kind of represent the other side of Planning and Zoning to that advocate.
It is nice. We've had a lot of good people reach out, some really qualified people. I visited with one this morning, and this is just kind of a contentious time to insert or to move anybody right now. It does make a big difference.
Mr. Chairman, Dennis Rosine serves currently as the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I am going to let these people know, though, that as seats come up, we are definitely interested in looking at each of them for the next open appointment. Any further discussion on this? If not, motion by Bauman, second by Hill. I'd ask you to vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2007019 to Beatrice Lawn Care, in the amount of $925. This is one of my companies.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Approve or disapprove claim number 2007-0279 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $506.82. This brings the total amount of claims approved through July 29, 2020 to $1,010,000. $1,010,808.07.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Discussion? Vote. 6 in favor with Mr. Juergens abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We have some public. We were talking this morning. It'd be nice if people came when just everyone was happy, but it's usually the contentious times. Good morning, sir. Could you state your name and address for the record?
Good morning. Billy Wilkins, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Wanted to take an opportunity to introduce myself. I'm actually the project director for Next Era Energy. I've been the director now since late January, and so I haven't had a chance to meet many of the board members, so I wanted to take the opportunity this morning to introduce myself. So from January to the present, I've engaged in various forms of outreach to several organizations, including village boards and individual residents, to try to gain a better understanding of the perception of wind energy and our project Gauge Wind. I understand that's why I'm here this week. We've learned that Gauge Wind is controversial, but perhaps the controversy is representative of a small sample size of the population. In April, we contracted an independent third party to conduct a survey of registered voters, and we discovered that 67% of respondents felt it is important for the state and local governments to support the development of wind energy to help meet Nebraska's electricity needs. We've worked to understand the perspective of landowners at operating wind farms. We have 3 across Nebraska, including Steel Flats. And here's what the landowners from Steel Flats had told me. Each has lived in or around the wind farm for 7 years since it was built in 2013. They've experienced no health problems caused by wind turbines, no significant complaints about sound. They actually complained more about the trains coming out of Steel City. Each spoke about the benefits to the Dillard-Odell school system, their positive experiences working with NextEra, and were thankful for the improved roads and financial compensation from being a landowner. And since 2013, NextEra has been invested in Gage County. Steel Flats has contributed approximately $128,000 a year, and over the life of the project, it's estimated to contribute $3.8 million. We want to continue to invest in Gage County. We're dedicated to that, and understand that the county is doing its best to properly address the text amendment that's pending. We're not opposed to regulation and understand the importance and the role it plays in protecting residents. We look forward to working with you as you go through this process. Obviously, I'll be here all week, but I'm available for further discussions if warranted. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Wilkins? We appreciate you coming in.
Sure. I guess I do have one.
Oh, Mr. Hill?
I guess I would ask why the county is the last one to help you.
Why the county is the last one?
I'm sorry, John. As you introduce yourself, it's so easy to visit back and forth. It is public comment. We aren't we aren't allowed to do a discussion back and forth. So if any of you do have questions or anything for Mr. Wilkins, I encourage you to get a hold of him after the meeting here.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Are you going to be at the meeting tomorrow night?
I will be, yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Roger, you need to shut me down on that.
That's so easy to get into a discussion.
Committee reports, building and ground, winter lights.
Was there any more public comment? I didn't know if there was anybody. You have someone over here.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Don, could you give us your name and address for
the
record? Yes,
Don Schuler, 9415 East Sage Road, Wilmore. It's been brought to my attention that Linda Grell and Paul Hay with the Tire Amnesty Program would be considering retiring in the next year or two. I know this is no big hurry, but I would like to see some discussion on how that program will be run and who will take their place. I think it's something that's very important to the county, so I'd like to see that on the agenda at some point. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Any...
Mr. Chairman, isn't that a Keep the Address Beautiful program? Is that even...
It wouldn't be something for us directly, no, but...
coordination there. Maybe there's somebody that can give us that info. Because, yeah, they've done that for years.
They have. That is a wonderful program for the county.
And they have a fairly large board.
An active board as well. Any additional public comment? All right. Now we'll go on to building and grounds. Winter lights. None?
Nothing new. Equal. He keeps working, trying to make the sheriff's office available, and so does everything he can to keep our courthouse safe. And been real good.
Dave, do you want to say anything?
There he is. I didn't know you were here.
I'm sorry, I did not.
This is my boss, Dave Jones.
Good morning. I just had the miscellaneous items. And I'm going to just touch on the important ones. We did have some new tempered glass installed in the treasurer's office, which after it was installed, we noticed some white streaking in it. That was a manufacturing defect in the glass, so hand glass said no problem, they're going to replace it all, and it will be installed and everything at no charge. New concrete was installed along the curb of 7th Street, just north of the mailboxes. And that's going to be the location for the new drop boxes. I have talked to Don as far as we're going to put some really good signage on it, so there's hopefully no confusion on which box to put it in. But that seems like a very good location for it. We tried keeping it in the parking lot, and we realized if you try to make that turn, or if we did put an island in there, it's kind of awkward to make that turn in there. So hopefully that'll be a big improvement for the drop box location. And over to the sheriff's, I'm going to call for bids. We're just going to see how much it will cost to replace the retaining wall along 6th Street. That I don't know exactly how long that wall's been there, probably 25 years or so. But with all the salt and everything that splashes on it, pretty much we clean it up off, and it's just pretty much disintegrated. You can actually take I did this yesterday. You can take a block and actually just crumble it in your hand. It's just...
Don't do that.
Yes. So going to call for bids for that. The hard part about whenever we're over there is trying to figure out where to end it at. The sidewalk is in good shape. It's the same age probably as the wall, but it does have a crack in it, but it's still in good shape. It's a hardened surface, so we don't have any trouble with salt or anything on it. I would like to keep it, so if we do go with the wall, I'd like to, you know, do as hardly any damage to that, so I'm going to have to keep that in mind when we're bidding that also. And that, those blocks that are on it now, actually, when they poured that sidewalk, they poured it wide, so the footing of the blocks are actually on that sidewalk. So if we do replace it, we put that on the same sidewalk, I hope that sidewalk last as long as the wall does. So we'll discuss that though more, you know, when I'm taking bids and getting opinions on that. And that wall would also go a little further to the north to capture where the existing alley approach was, and then we would create a little bit of green space there so we don't have so much water flow going down the alley. And while we'd be doing that, I'd also like to include grading down this big hump of dirt that's right in front of the sheriff's office, get that graded down, and to replace a piece of sidewalk that goes from the sheriff's office to where that speaker box is. That sidewalk now, when you come in from that parking lot, is only 32 inches wide, so it'd be nice to have just a straight shot if people do park over there to go to either the detention center or down to the sheriff's door. So I'll have all that information and some bids, and we can discuss it then. Diode will be here today installing the new upgrades to our camera and door system. We've had this system and have added on to it over the years and stuff, so it's at capacity now, and so they're going to add switches and a new router for VLAN capability, so they said they can split this traffic up. What we've had issues with is just there's so many additions on it that whenever we try to update a door or anything like that, it just takes forever to update. And I even know, say, like if I wanted to change a schedule or something, sometimes it just doesn't take it. It'll just sit there and give me that little hourglass symbol for a long time. So, and other than that, we just had some small things and everything get taken care of. So, good shape. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Davey.
Equalization.
We're equal.
Finance and insurance. Mr. Juergens.
Everybody's wondering where the money went. Here's the large ticket item. First off, the big one. Gage County transfer to the road department or road fund, $450,000. Standard appraisal services, protest and appraisal services, $13,390. U.S. Postal Service, postage for meter, $25,000. Washington County Sheriff's Department, boarding of inmates, $12,423.86. Theatric concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $20,458.64. Minnelli Wagner Associates, engineering consulting, $44,317.42. Straight line striping, paint striping, $38,695.
And that transfer to the road department is just a regularly budgeted for item that's just transferring between accounts. But
yeah, and
yeah, because they can't get tax dollars into their fund, so we have to do it by transfers.
Anything after else? The rains the other night, southern part of the county is probably going to need more sand and gravel.
Oh boy, that's true. Washouts everywhere, even on some regular roads that don't wash out.
Right.
Human resources, employee relations, Mr. Hill.
We did have a closed session on a personnel matter.
Okay.
Personnel matter.
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Lawyer. Law enforcement, emergency management. Which of you'd like to go first?
I'll have to ask for closed session.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Just to Eddie's comment in the roads, as Galen knows, you had up at 2-11 inches of rain down in southern Gage County around the Liberty area. So, and that was late afternoon, early evening. So fortunately, that didn't affect the Blue River too much in our area, so we didn't have to compose, you know, some river management at that time. But other things on emergency management, just to give you an update today, Don and myself are having a meeting with the Discovery Group for FEMA funding, basically. So the county's, hopefully the county reimbursement for your COVID activity that you've had, the purchases that you've had to make, we'll get started on that process. So as I understand, through the CARES money and also through the FEMA funding, 75% of it should be covered by FEMA funds, and then the allocation that Nebraska received through the CARES Act should cover the other 25%. So discovery meeting is kind of the first stage within your team, and that will be done by Deloitte and Touche. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Touche. And they were the company that was contracted by the state of Nebraska to help do the Nebraska funding. So we'll learn more and be able to give you a better report a little later on that. On the emergency management side of it, as far as the COVID upticks, I did talk to committee a little bit on Monday morning about we are seeing an uptick in our numbers right now. A lot of it has to do with the social tracing, the contact tracing towards large social groups and sports activities. So we do have a couple quarantine teams in our public health district right now that are on a 14-day self-quarantine from some activity that they did. So they're having to make precautions. And as most of you know, everybody that is going to have an activity over that 250 to 500 has to file their plan with Public Health Solutions, and they're doing so. And then they get the comments back from Public Health Solutions as to how they could operate their event safely. So, on another note, Rockford Lake does have a algae bloom, so just letting you know on that. And then moving into zoning, as we move forward, as you know, tomorrow night we do have the two hearings. We'll hear the hearing at 5:45. We start our meeting at 5:30. 5:45, we have a hearing for Ray Rohr, which that's for an RV campsite. And the letters were sent out and so forth. And then we start the wind amendment hearing at 6:30. So logistics, how it's going to work, again, it's at the Hebelone Center. We're going to practice the best social distancing that we can. And it's up to the individuals if they want to wear masks for their own protection. It will not be mandatory. However, we will social distance. If we meet a capacity where it's unsafe, then we'll probably close the room and then allow so many others to come in. So we'll determine that as we move along. So capacity should be around 200 to 250 is based upon the 50% capacity. As far as the meeting itself for the hearing, just so those people that are in attendance, I know a lot of people have had calls for testimony on the wind amendment. Will allow three people for to speak, three people against, and then three neutral, and then we'll revert back again. So those are the time limit on that will be 5 minutes. And then we'll move forward. So with the hopes at the end of the night, our commission can have somewhat of a motion for a recommendation ready for you to come upstairs then as soon as possible or wherever we can logistically get. So
will you have a place for the board members to sit?
I certainly can, yes. I will work on the logistics tomorrow. It will be recorded. Dawn's worked with them. So we'll put an area in there for you to also be down wherever, unless you choose to seat with the public, that's up to you, but we'll have a place for you also. So
well, if you feel it's worthwhile for us to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of information that will be presented, and that information needs to be heard. So, other than that, I think that's, if you have any questions as the day goes on, just give me a call.
FEMA, the state part of it, the township's got to reissue the... The claim?
So every disaster, you start over, Eddie. So are you referring to...
No, the state part of it. We haven't received a state 25%.
Oh, you mean for the disaster 4420? So we do an audit. Just get with me afterwards, and we can put a call into the state or something and see what you're hung up with. So you haven't gotten the state's 12.5%, actually.
Correct.
Is what you're on the disaster 4420
right.
Of the flood. Okay. Get with me, and then I'll help you through that process.
Okay.
So, And then I just wanted to touch a little bit on County Fair. I did report Monday morning on that, but... We were kind of business as usual, but we operated show and go livestock shows and static exhibits. We had some challenges along the way. We did have a herd that was quarantined in southern Nebraska for VS, which is vascular stomatitis. And so it is similar to hoof and mouth, which is a federally protected disease that's been eradicated. And so in order for us to continue with our plans for that fair, we had to have that teams on staff and then go ahead before we can unload anything, visually inspect and have identified that there was no risk to others. So, but otherwise we ended it on a good note. We gave out 6 scholarships. Through the premium auction process, we earned about $38,000 to go back to the kids. So the community supports it very well.
Great.
So, okay, that's it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, and we had discussion too. Dave brought to us that there were some air conditioning or something issues over at the evidence room, and I got a letter from the sheriff. He addressed it right away and took care of it, so thank you, Sheriff. Road and Bridge, Mr. Hill.
The crews have been replacing culverts and also cleaning out culverts from the previous heavy rains, and I'm sure they'll have more to do. Patching is first off the address of the Lisbon River Bridge, trimming trees and brush during the wet weather. They've been hauling rock and gravel as it's available. Galen has talked with Manelli Wagner about the Blue Springs River Bridge, making it heavy enough for a fully loaded truck to cross and to pull up on both sides and see if there's anything to be done or if it needs to be scheduled for replacement way down the road. Galen is acquiring the easements for the bridge south of Homeso. That seems to be going well. And Galen also reported on the water issue on Sargent Road between 19th and 77.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
On the tell the drivers that are spreading the spot rock, I think they're doing an excellent job. What I seen yesterday, it was really good.
Galen, question for you. I had a call this morning on posting speed limits. Speed limits are set by the state. I informed that person what the speed limit is. What's our actual policy on posting speed limit signs? I mean, I know we don't do it, but I mean, do we have an official stance on it? They're posted if this situation or not this situation or...
Normally, we just follow one statute post, you know, like the blacktop at 55 and gravel at 50.
I'm sorry, Galen, could you come up to the mic just so we have it on record? I mean, the speed limits are posted at the legal limits, of course, but is there a time we do post the speed limit or we don't post the speed limit?
Well, if we do any posting at all, we go out and we have to do a speed study to do that before we can post it. Then we got to come back and with our findings and do a resolution through the board to adjust the speed. That's
what if a speed's not going to be adjusted? What if it's just post the actual speed?
Well, you can drop and put a sign up, but I mean it's.
Do we do it everywhere? I mean that's.
You're just requesting more signage, is what you're saying, right, Eric?
That's what the homeowner asked, is if we could put signs up that say what the speed limit is.
I guess the one thing I'd request first, lay down a traffic counter and see what the speeds actually are in that section.
This is on Lilac there.
Gravel road.
And it's a 50 mile an hour road, and we've had traffic counters with speed counts. The speed's not unusual there.
No.
I just had a request from someone for speed limit signs, and I said I don't know, because if we, it's one of those things, if you put up a speed limit sign here, do you put up speed limit signs on every mile?
You start that, you're going to end up doing a lot of speed limit signs all over.
Do we run radar on the gravel roads?
I hope not.
No. I signed Harry's name with the ticket. We do have a lot of complaints. We do like to Scott. I have a lot of complaints.
I know on Cedar Road, you guys sat there one time.
You can't.
On Cedar Road, a couple years ago.
Mr. Bauman, we can't get you on the microphone. You're too far away.
Well, I'm social distancing.
I don't know how to argue with that. But the thing would be is we just don't put those up. If they would want to pay for those, no, okay. I just needed something
everybody
to go back and say.
Everybody will put up their own signs. There's also regulations on how much signage we can do. And if you go out to West Nebraska, my adage is if you're asking what the speed limit is, you're probably going too fast.
And I don't
think... Sorry.
I just needed something to go back and say, okay, this is what it is. I could tell the speed limit of the road really easily. It's as far as signage, I think it's fine. I mean, it's a 50 mile an hour road. But all right, thank you, Galen. Anything else for Road and Bridge? Seeing none, I would ask Trevor to come up and give our presentation of the Engage quarterly report.
Good morning.
Good morning. Trevor, could you give your name and address for the record?
Yes. See if I know my address. All right. Trevor Lee with Engage, 2006, Country Meadows Place, the address. Does everybody have a copy of the quarterly report? Don, I'm sorry, I didn't send it
sooner.
It's okay. Sorry. So just a few highlights here. This is the last quarterly report of this fiscal year. It's going to look a little different, but the same, I guess. I think we're going to change up some of the formatting moving forward, so it will look different next time. So I'll touch on a few things as we wrap up the last quarter. The business retention and expansion program completed 43 surveys this year, as well as two additional rounds of surveys for the COVID-19 business impact. We had 126 responses for that, and that really gave us some good feedback and perspective from businesses throughout BH County as far as what resources they needed, what they were seeing, and it allowed us to kind of fine-tune the information we were dispensing to them. We continue to participate with the Southeast Nebraska Manufacturing Partners and recruit other area manufacturers to that group. What that is, it's a conglomerate of manufacturers, resource providers, Southeast Community College, Business Solutions team. Right now, what we're looking at, you'll see some of those in the report. How do we get some of our younger kids in front of these manufacturers to see the opportunity that they have before them that they don't always hear around the kitchen table? Historically, we've done that with, you know, in October, Manufacturing Day, partnered with these manufacturers, but what's that going to look like this year when we're practicing social distancing and not able to get people in front of one another? So working with that group to really fine-tune maybe a more innovative virtual program to show these kids the opportunities that they have that don't necessarily require a four-year degree. And the second objective, the new business attraction, we've got 13 active projects in the hopper right now. I'd say 11 of those projects have stalled due to COVID-19, so the vast majority. Two are new. We've submitted two projects this quarter. Total investment on those is over $600 million, so there's some big projects with a lot of jobs. So that's what we're working on now as far as the recruitment piece. One of those came through the Lincoln Area Development Partnership, and one came through the ED. So maintaining those relationships has been critical. Moving through the objectives. Objective four, I talked again about the Manufacturing Day, trying to figure out what that looks like and how we get kids in front of some of these area employers. And the fifth objective, marketing. Fortunately, that's not my jam. Aaron's done a great job pushing out great content, social media, website, customized articles. Continue to work with Golden Shovel Agency for customized content through all those platforms. And then, of course, the added challenge now is what COVID-19 resources are critical to our businesses. And, 1,000-foot view of the report. Do you have any questions for me?
I'd encourage you guys, if you have time, stop down and talk to Trevor. He can kind of tell you what's going on to a point. I mean, of course, like anything else, there's a lot of confidentiality when it comes to people investing in our area, but I can vouch that they are working really hard and going out and soliciting these things, and it's exciting to see what's happening.
Yes, come by anytime. On that cover letter, my email is on there too, so if you have a question or comment or suggestion, reach out. That's what we're here for.
And I will be late to our meeting tomorrow morning because I'm going to meet with Mr. Kennedy prior, and then I'll be there immediately thereafter.
I thought it might be too early for you. So. Any questions for me?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you, guys.
Place on file.
Motion by Lytle, second by Hill to place the quarterly report on file for Engage. Vote 7 in favor. Up next, approve or disapprove agreement with Lancaster County Youth Services Center for Juvenile Detention Services. Roger, do you want to give us just a real rough overview?
We've had this agreement in the past with Lincoln Lancaster County Youth Detention Center. We like to use them, obviously, because it's closer, so our law enforcement far. As far as the cost, there's been an increase in the cost. And I'll just tell you, I don't think it's been bumped up very much in the last couple of years. Quite frankly, if Lancaster County is full, we end up moving to Omaha and then to Norfolk. So clearly this is our best option if they're not full, and they've been good enough to take our young people who are running into trouble. I know as far as here in Gage County, we keep them at the detention center as short a time period as possible. Cost is one thing, but the other thing is, quite frankly, the county court, Judge Tim doesn't like to keep them in the detention center any longer than he has to, so he tries to get them home with utilizing probation with, like, electronic monitors, curfews, and stuff like that to save the county some money. So I would recommend that you approve it, basically. There's not, we can't negotiate the price. That's what they said it. So it is a good agreement for Gage County, though, to have that option.
I would move to approve the contract.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle, to approve the Lancaster County Youth Services Center for Juvenile Detention Services contract. Any additional discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. The motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove the general utility easement between Gage County and the City of Beatrice. That is for our yard over off of Caldwell, I believe. And there's some gravel and pipe and beams and such stored. Galen gave us a dollar amount that he thought he could do that for. I talked to the city. We came up with a dollar amount there. And Roger has reviewed this. I did talk to them about the fence. We won't necessarily get a new fence, but I said if you could put something up that's as good or better than that, and I would suggest talking to them at the time, because you said we may need to change gates or something.
Yeah, well, we have to have a main entrance gate.
But I mean, if we want to change anything, that would be the time to do it. But I said if they had old chain link or something they've taken down, as long as there's something, you'd be fine with the fence. It's some high-quality 1.5 wire fence now, I think.
Yeah, it's been run into
1.5 wire and 3 posts.
There you go. Thank you.
But this would be for a business expansion in that area that used to be owned by the co-op down in the bottom. Getting sewer to it.
Make a motion to approve the agreement.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Dorn, to approve the general utility easement between Gage County and the City of Beatrice.
Does Galen understand he's got to maintain the trees and shrubbery on that place?
In the language there, it does say you have to maintain the trees and shrubbery.
Get him some clippers.
Maintaining may mean ripping out if they get in the way, I guess, but it's just along the bike trail. Any additional discussion? They're pretty gnarly.
You realize how many trees and issues we have with getting that to take care of, right? That's really not that funny of a joke.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I wasn't aware. And again, in all deference, sometimes you pull out a general easement. You put the main things is the description and where it's going to be. And you forget sometimes there's other language in there that probably doesn't have any application whatsoever to this particular situation. I didn't draft it, but I just point that out because I don't think anybody's going to come up and say, why did you pull those volunteer poplar trees out of there, or whatever's in there. Well,
or Tordon.
John says we don't use Tordon.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it's something we should be doing anyway.
It's not our house.
No.
Again, if you wanted to put something in there, you could approve these with striking that paragraph. It's on page 2. again, that alleviates the problem. I don't think the city, and again, I didn't negotiate. I don't know, you talked about.
We didn't talk about trees. We talked about the fence and moving the pipe.
I mean, it's
and
the same paragraph that says you can't put buildings on the easement without permission of the grant. Well, we all understand we have easements on the back of our lots, and we don't build on them unless we realize we may have to tear the building down. But again, I would just suggest if that's a concern for anybody, approve the easement with that paragraph stricken.
And the entire paragraph.
Well, I would. Are we going to put any buildings out there? From what Galen has told me, it's basically a storage place for all the culverts and extra equipment.
For steel and culvert storage, maybe, and gravel pile for the winter.
Well, I guess with Roger's recommendation, I would ask for an amendment to the motion to approve this. Striking that paragraph, then.
That would have been the mystery.
Well, let me ask Galen if it's necessary. I mean, it says any trees, grass, or shrubbery placed on said easement shall be maintained by the grantors. You're going to have some volunteers, but this is not along the trail, it's along the front of the road.
This is along Caldwell.
The area we're given the easement.
And there will be grass there.
Yeah. But we're going to, you're not going to let trees grow up in that.
Along the city street there?
Yeah. I mean,
Galen, I have to have you come up to the microphone, Galen. I'm sorry.
You make a second. I'm going to withdraw my motion. Somebody else can jump in on this.
Mr. Bell has withdrawn his motion.
All this little piece of property is down there. It's a storage yard for our metal culverts, our steel, and in the winter we have a big pile of gravel that we use for salt and sand in the roads. It's just for storage of these items down here. We try to spray the weeds down in through there, and there is, along the old railroad right-of-way or the trail, there's probably a few scattered trees that pop up, and we try to pluck them out so they don't grow in our culverts and stuff. Along the edge of the street there, there's really no ditch or nothing in there. I mean, it's the edge of the street, and what's left of an old barbed wire fence is all that's in there. So I know we took an evergreen tree down here a couple of years ago that was in our lot, but I'm not aware of anything growing along the street right now.
And this easement just pertains to the part that's along the street.
If you look on the last page of this agreement, it's just the piece that's along the very edge. It's actually,
yeah.
If they repaved that road, it would end up falling into the roadway.
Yeah. It's basically what we're doing now, isn't it?
What's that?
It's basically what we're doing now as far as keeping the trees out.
We actually have our old bridge steel and stuff that actually runs right along the edge of the street just inside the fence.
Yeah.
My only concern was it says they shall be maintained. It doesn't mean removed.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I don't personally give a darn whether we do it or not. I'm just pointing out it could be a problem down the road. If
yes.
And again, like you say, if you're going to run equipment in there to dump culverts or whatever off, and there's a tree growing up, I know what I would do.
And
again, is it a problem? But that's what you asked me to do. Is look at it.
It's not a problem.
I didn't mean to have a 10-minute discussion as far as whether you do it or not.
And certainly maintaining on their site would mean you're going out there with a smart lawnmower and all that every week.
I don't see that happening. I don't see us doing that. But
again, with everybody at the table right now, you don't have a problem.
But if we do, we could approve this. It shouldn't hurt anything with the agreement. The city and I didn't talk about this. We could strike that paragraph, and we should still be fine. We no longer have a motion on the floor. I would encourage you to approve this easement just so that they can get that sewer line in. Boards love to spend money, and this is another building and business going in. The motion, along with the attorney's recommendation, would be to approve the general utility easement between Gage County and City of Beatrice, striking paragraph I guess we don't have numbers on here. The paragraph that reads, no buildings, improvements, or structures shall be placed in, on, over, or across said easement by the undersigned, their successors, and assigned without express approval of guarantee. Any trees, grass, crops, or shrubbery placed on said easement shall be maintained by the grantor, its heirs, successors, and assigns.
I do have one question. Now, when they get this all buried and everything, we can put our steel back on top of this easement, correct?
Correct. You could, Mr. Jurgens.
Make a motion to approve the agreement as presented.
As presented.
As presented.
Second. Moved by Jurgens, second by Lytle. That would be including the paragraph as written.
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion on that?
So they not striking
it. Not striking the paragraph. I would ask you to vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Thank you for reviewing that, though, Counselor, even though...
Like I said, it doesn't matter. I'm supposed to point out where there may be a problem. I have a motion to have that 10 minutes of my life back.
No.
Did we overcook that meal or what? Oh, God.
All right, discussion on 2021 county budget. Does anyone have anything they've brought for the 2021 budget? The sheriff's still working on his budget. I'm sensing a good reduction again. Any thoughts on, you know, as we discussed earlier, any changes to rural fires, any funding that we do to any outside sources? We'll need to know that stuff very soon if any of you want to make any changes.
I would just recommend that we don't engage in any behavior that defunds any sort of first responders.
Absolutely. Keep thinking about budget items, any changes you want to make, any potential changes, adjustments, anything like that. The sooner you get them to us, the better. All right, with that, we have some closed session items. There's nothing else for public meeting. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:32 on the clock, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn.
The first one is
Sheriff. Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn to go into closed session at 9:32. Vote. 7 in favor.
Simple.
I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second.
At 10:46 on the clock. Moved by Bauman. Second by Dorn. Vote.
Can't leave yet, Terry.
7 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:46.
Second.
Moved by Bauman. Second by Dorn. Any discussion on adjournment? Seeing none, I'd ask you to vote. 6 in favor with Mr. Jurgens leaving. We are adjourned.
No, and I'm